Okay, so we're going to continue into the topic we started, that mispalu b'shloim Hashem malchus, you should daven for the malchus of Hashem. So he gave the mashal of a prime lashon. What does it mean that when a person does an avera, the prime lashon are brought in the siddur agro? Right. In the Ruach Haim here, he gives a few more mashalim to this. And he basically, again, the idea is somehow is that a person should understand that we're davening for the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that every chait that we do is somehow covering over his malchus. There's a famous drasha that Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave on the night of Shlichus in the year Tuf Kuf Ayin Beis. So what's that? 200 and something years ago, right? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave a drasha, and it's the only printed speech that we have that he gave. And in that drasha, he speaks about this inyan, this concept, how we're supposed to daven for the kavod of the malchus of Hashem. But he explains it here a little bit differently, and he says that the concept is that we have to understand that when Hashem is in galus, the reason why we don't have parnasa is because we're in galus, and the reason why all the tzaras are happening is because we're in galus. And not only that, the reason why we can't even get that close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu is because we're in galus. So he says, when a person davens for himself, he should daven for his neshama. When a person is davening for the geula, it means for the geula that the shechina should get a geula. The shechina should become freed because the shechina is trapped. And that he himself cannot come to a shleimus in his neshama because of the goals that we're in. And etc. So all of these tzaras are causing us to further ourselves away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And basically the concept basically being is that we have to be mitzta'er on the tzar of the Shechina. Okay. Now, this concept that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says over here, it's much more at length in the Siddur Agra, on the concept of the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to read you a little bit the language there, because I think the language there is really, really strong. And it's really a very, very powerful language there. Okay? And then at the end, we're going to give the message of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Okay? So that's what we'll do here. Okay, so the language of Reb Chaim of the Siddur Agra is as follows. He says, we are in a great challenge in the time of Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Hashanah, our whole future is at stake. Everything is going to be decided. So how could it be that Chazal would say, don't mention sin on Rosh Hashanah? In order to avoid being the din. We have to come and do tshuva. We don't say tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. All we talk about is the malchus of Hashem. All we talk about is Hashem, please become the king. You know, tain pachtecha, give your fear unto all the people in the world. Let everyone realize you're the king. Oh, what's going on over here? Come up to the king and say, listen, I did all these averes, and forgive me, that's what it's all about. So what's going on? Acha inyan k'mashal, kosov b'zohar ha-kadosh. It's mentioned in the Zohar. And it says, v'yiha yoyim da, yoyim adedino yoyim Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of Rosh Hashanah. V'yavohu b'nei alokim l'siyatzev al Hashem, v'adai l'mitbei ulbonei. And the malachim are coming to Hashem to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of people, you're embarrassed in this world. Hashem, you're embarrassed in this world, in this planet. No one sees you. Look, this is the day of your kingship. This is the day of your inauguration. This is the day when you're becoming you created the world and you want to celebrate your malchus. And what's everyone coming to you? Imagine imagine that there's there's a city, a little town, and the year the king is coming with his royal, you know, chariots, and he's coming down the streets. Oh, wow, unbelievable. So everyone gathers around, and here's the king. And everyone's all, you know, and one guy is chasing after the king, finally gets the king's attention. And, you know, maybe the king's like, oh, maybe he wants to kiss my hand. So he comes and finally in front of him, he stops the whole chariot. And the king's like, yeah. This is the time, you know, we're celebrating. We're going through the whole empire now. You know, we're going running through the whole empire and re-inaugurating the Malchus. And he says, yes. So he says, I don't have money for my electric bill. Can I have a couple bucks? So there's a bizayon to the king. What is this? This is what you're thinking about in the day of the inauguration. You know, I need some, can you pass me, give me 100 under the table. I need 100 for my electric bill. You're worried about your electric bill right now? We're all here celebrating the thing. This is what you want my attention for? Snap out of it. I mean, come on, get in the mood, you know? So he says, Ki halo lanu lihi kal v'lamad al nefshe, as he said, hav lanu slicha v'kapar, v'ein ish sama lev l'vakash al bonu demare. And everyone's thinking about their own little needs, and no one's thinking about the Melech. Ushmo mechulal bagoyim, and how his name is disgraced in the world. And why is it disgraced in the world? Ba'avoneinu, because of us. So here it is that Hashem is not seen in the world. Why is he not seen in the world? Because he had to destroy the Beit HaMikdash because of our sins. And now, on the day of his Malchus, we're coming and not even thinking about that. And we're not even saying, I'm sorry for taking you out of your kingdom. We're saying, listen, the bills are piling up. I need a couple extra bucks a month. Seriously. You know, I need to pay the bills. And this is a azus ponim, this is a chutzpah. Levaki shall navshay, vistratze lenavshay, mitova sa'olam azeh. This is what you're worried about. Kichain yizdu lono bekinois. In the kinos on Tishbav, we say this lashon, beautiful, I mean, very powerful lashon. It says, Eich yerav lenavshi achol, how could I want to eat? Or eich yeh ma'or hayom matok leinai, or how could I even see the beauty of the sun? Or eich es aves achayim, and how could I even want, desire life? If in the house of Hashem it's dark, that's the kinos on Tisha B'Av we say. So it's a similar concept. Okay. So he says. So therefore, that's why Chazal did not establish in Tefillah a prayer about ourselves, because this is not the time to focus on that. Now, obviously, if you're an Evan Nem unto the King, if you're willing to come up and say, you know what? The kingdom is great, and just me being a citizen, I'll take whatever you give me. Yeah, I'm a citizen of the king. I'm a citizen of this malchus. I'm a loyal member. I will, you know, do what it takes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, you want to be a loyal citizen, so I'll make it worth it for you. But that's the attitude. Okay, now this is obviously what Chazal felt was necessary in order to present the tefillos of Yom Kippur or Shoshana, and that's why they wrote it in that way, because that's really the attitude that we're supposed to have. Okay, which is beautiful. Okay, fine. However, this is where Rabbi Saul Salanter comes in, and my Rosh Yeshiva would say this to Rabbi Saul Salanter every single year on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. We saw Salanter comes in and he flips the whole thing the other way. And he says, look, you're a poor guy. You're a poor guy. And let's look at it the other way. Do you really care about the Kavod of Hashem that much? You really honestly care that much about the Kavod of Hashem? If you really cared about the Kavod of Hashem and you saw somebody doing an Avera, you saw somebody being Mechal Shabbos, did you ever go to them and say, you're being Mechal Hashem, it's going against the Kavod Shemayim, you should really not do that? Did you try to teach the people around you more? Did you try to reach out to people and fix this problem of Kavod Shemayim? Did you, when you saw people doing something wrong, nicely, obviously, I'm talking about you have to be nice and you have to understand people and everything, all that, but did you reach out? Did you think about how you can improve the situation on the Kavod Shemayim? Did you try to make people understand more about Hashem? Did you try to reach out? Well, obviously, not that much. And he says, that failure, because we think that only Rabbanim can do that. Regular Balabatim, okay, let the Rabbanim teach. I'm here to, I'm just a congregant. It's just the opposite. It's not true. The regular congregants have the opportunity to teach each other more than the rabbi does. That's what he writes over there. He says, the rabbi, that's for the rabbi. But if you, the one another, they could say, listen, I think you could do this a little bit better. I just learned this halacha. I go to this class, etc. You could help people. So are we really, really, really thinking about the Kavod Shemayim? Probably not enough. Are we really on the level that we could say, I don't really care about my bills. I don't really care about the electric bill. I just care about the Kavod Shemayim. We're not on that level. We're not on the level, right? So now, Rabbi Saul Salanter, who's the Baal Musa, right? Rabbi Saul Salanter, he created the Musa movement. The Musa movement is to understand yourself. You have to understand yourself a little bit. So it's very nice. We can learn all this, and then we're going to dive in the sinner. But in the meanwhile, in the back of our mind, we're thinking to ourselves, I hope this really works because I need to pay my electric bill. I hope this trick works because really, I'm really not asking for my electric bill. I'm really asking about the Kavod Shemayim. Why? Because I was told that if you talk about the Kavod Shemayim, you'll pay for your bill. So really, the whole time you're thinking about your bills anyway, right? You're not thinking about the Kavod Shemayim. Right? So we saw Salant as a step ahead of this whole thing. Because he gets everything, right? He's so Rasul Salanter says, Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't mention your electric bill on Rosh Hashanah. Then you're not toho kibaro. Then you're talking and you're not emistic with yourself. You're not being honest with yourself. So Rasul Salanter says you got to do a little bit of both. You have to mention the Kavod Shemayim. You have to talk about the Kavod Shemayim. You have to be real with yourself. And you have to tell Hashem, look, I want to be part of the Malchus. I want all that. But I need to pay my bills, and it's really on my mind. And I know that being a citizen of this Malchus, you'll take care of me. So please help me take care of me. Because if you don't do that, it's almost like a bizayon, because you're lying. And Hashem knows your feelings, so you're not being honest with yourself. So Rasul Salanter takes the whole thing and then brings it back down. And then he says, is your lave and your mouth on the same page? You're saying all this stuff about the Kavod Shemayim, but you're thinking about yourself. So you may as well say stuff about yourself too, because then you're not being honest. The case is going to come. Then you know what's going to happen? Hashem is going to say, one second, the whole Rosh Hashanah came. All he mentioned was Kavod Shemayim. He doesn't care about the Kavod Shemayim. And guess what? I guess he doesn't care too much about his bills either, because he didn't bother asking me for those either. Because that's really what he cares about, and he doesn't care. So now you're going to lose both. So Rabbi Saul Salanter says, you should study the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and you should understand what the goal is. You should understand what Chachamim, when they established the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, who they had in mind. They had in mind someone that really cares about the Kavod Shemayim. That's what it was established for. And it was established for the people that are willing to put their needs aside and say, I don't care about myself. I want to be a member and a citizen of this king. I want to be an eved of the king. And if the king's malchus is not up to where it should be, then I don't care about anything else. That is what it was established for. On the day of the birth of the world, Hashem created the world to be the king over the world. And because of our avers, Hashem can't be the king over the world. And we should really cry out to Hashem and say, I want you to show everybody your Malchus, once again. I really want that. I hope that finally this year, everyone will see your Malchus. Okay. However, don't forget about yourself in the picture, because at the end of the day, we're on our level, we're not on that level. We're not on the level to put aside our needs. We're going to be thinking about ourselves too. And therefore, we have to mention and think about ourselves in the process and say that being an honest member of the society and knowing that you have the power to support everybody, please help me in my needs as well. So this way, we saw Saunders says it's not a, you're not acting in a way which is inconsistent. Because at the end of the day, the honesty and the consistency is just as important as having the kavana that the Chazal had in mind. So this is where we saw Salanter kind of develops the middle of the road, which I think speaks the most to where we are. At the end, he says, "Im kol zeh sarich shi yasim adam elibo lebal yek higonev das hamakom." Don't do gnevat dat on Hashem. I'm not talking about your malchus. And meanwhile, you're not thinking about that. Eino makir to atzmoi. Rak be'emet yivatel kol minei ritzonot. You should try to do it. Obviously, if you could work on yourself and come to the real madrega, that's the best. But if you can't, at least be honest with yourself. And he says, and that's what it means. V'taher li be'inu la'avdecha be'emet. Purify our heart that whatever we say is the truth. If we're davening about the Malchus Shemayim, let that be the truth. And if we can't, then at least let us also ask for our own personal needs as well as part of the process and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that could give it to us. Mm-hmm. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we have this duality. You know, we have the ideal level, which Rav Chaim Volozhiner is explaining, and Rabbi Soslanter is explaining, but on the other hand, we have the reality of it, which is that we're scared, we have our own needs in mind, and we have to come to Hashem a little bit with our own needs as well in the grand scheme of things. So Rabbi Sol Salanter used to say, he says, you know, when you say Shema, you're supposed to think Hashem is the king over the seven skies plus his, so the Ches, Hashem is one, Echad is one over the eight, Ches is eight. So what's the eight? The seven skies plus the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem is the king over the seven skies, plus Dalet is four, is the four directions in the world, over the north, east, south, west. Hashem Echad. So Rabbi Sol Salanter says, when you're mentioning that Hashem is the king over the eight skies in the four directions of the world, don't forget that includes you also. So in other words, don't say, Hashem is the king over the whole world. He's also the king over you. You know, so, you know, remember that. So that's it's kind of easy to lose yourself in the big picture. That's what we saw Santa saying here, that despite all of this, we have to be realistic with ourselves and remind ourselves that, you know, Lamaisa, we need to the Rosh Hashanah is what it's all about. And, you know, we really have to keep ourselves in mind as well. Okay.
Lamaisa, we can pray for ourselves, or it's like a dog who goes hub, hub, hub.
No, that's the Zohar says.